This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, your host.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, Bill Gates says 700,000 people will get sick and die from his vaccine alone, but it's a good price to pay. And he has liability protection, and he says you're going to take it. He's your doctor now. His father headed up Planned Parenthood and was a known eugenicist, part of IBM's major eugenics boards, with his mother also on the board of IBM Eugenics. IBM's head was the highest level Nazi, even above Hitler, receiving the highest award in Germany. Bill Gates runs the trust of the head of IBM. Here is a breakdown.
I'm not a big serial killer, by the way. Eight people, that's nothing. I mean, there's...
Ignore that pile of bodies over in the corner.
Well, I'm not an expert. I'm not an authority. I'm someone who has been a murderer for almost 20 years.
There'll be rumors that the polio vaccine is to sterilize women. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. I would also reduce some of that overpopulation. Then we thought, wow, we can go full speed. And in the science, it was a great time because the ability to invent new vaccines, sterilize women.
And it took about three or four strikes to cut the head off.
Now, we could have taken the blood of survivors, processed it, and put that plasma back in people to protect them.
Right, and I bit into that meat. It was, you know, the human flesh.
Vaccines are often subject to these rumors.
Then I molested her at 18 months old.
The urge to kill had overpowered him. As police later learned, he wasn't satisfied with his victim's death. He wanted more.
Even the deaths, we don't find that totally easy to get right.
Then I tried to keep the person alive by inducing a zombie-like state.
They're trying to brainwash him.
By injecting dilute acid solution into their brain.
We're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
Vaccines. Make sure your most vulnerable populations get it. In our country, that would be blacks and Native Americans.
I just want everyone to know that I think this vaccination is the worst thing ever. And I would not give this to anybody, even my worst enemy.
You girls, are you a little more cautious about who you pick up in the singles bar, take home? Like Mr. Goodbar, right?
Please, America, they do not care about us. Do not take this vaccination.
When it was revealed that most of the victims were black...
So I always feel bad for African leaders.
10 of your 17 victims were black. Okay. Were they racially motivated?
It was not racially motivated.
Sterilized women.
This vaccine work is phenomenal.
The best way to fool people is to help them, is to ask what they want, ask what they need. Do they need any help doing anything? Do they need any money, or do they need their car fixed? Do they need the grass cut? Do they need their children looked out for?
Universal income. The side effects for the Moderna vaccine sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Anything to get them to think that I am a decent person and want to help, trust me, I will help.
That are going out there and, yes, I think
you know the data better than I do. But the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic where, you know, it's just, you know, super painful, but yeah.
Christmas 2020 is here, but will soon be gone. But I want to encourage all of you to recommit to your 2020, and I'm talking to myself when I say this, to exercise and to treat our bodies better and to take high-quality supplements along with a nutritious diet. We got back in stock just a few days ago a big shipment of Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 you're going to find, also with vitamin K. These are essential vitamins for your immune system. With everything going on in the world, it's important for all of us to protect ourselves. It's for children, it's for women, it's for men, it's for young, it's for old, it's for everybody. It's Winter Sun, sold out for almost 3 months. Now back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com because I want everyone to get it. Vitamin D3 is in high demand because people are learning how important it is. This is the highest quality you're going to find out there. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Summit News Hour. I hope you had a good Christmas. Hope you managed to see your family. Not something that I was allowed to do because we had another lockdown. International travel was banned. Now the lockdown once again has worked so well that we're going to have what looks like a third lockdown in January here in the UK. And all these crippling measures that have impacted the economy, all these untreated illnesses that are going to end up causing more deaths than coronavirus itself, depression, mental illness, all of this. Well, get ready for more because the World Health Organization says that it's just a warm-up. Headline at summit.news, WHO, bigger pandemic than COVID is coming, as if this wasn't enough. And of course, they've said this is going to run through until at least 2022. But then apparently there's another one lined up. The World Health Organization has warned that a worse pandemic than COVID could be around the corner, and that what we've seen so far in 2020 is not necessarily the big one. Because of course, if you actually look at the fatality numbers for COVID, based on what they originally projected and used as a justification for these global lockdowns, not very fatal. So the WHO is promising that they've got an even bigger one lined up. Can't wait. With global lockdowns, international stripping of freedoms, and the decimation of small businesses and the economy on the whole, it's difficult to imagine how it could get any worse. Oh, yes, indeed it can. The head of the WHO Emergencies Program, Dr. Mike Ryan, said during a media briefing that this pandemic has been very severe. It's affected every corner of the planet, but it's not necessarily the big one. He said that despite the vaccine, the virus is set to become endemic and will never go away, which is why now they're aiming, and you see this as...
days out from the most historic election in world history. A referendum on open free societies and Americana or globalist tyranny and the long dark night of planetary collapse. This is an incredibly historic kind of...
Next summer. It started in the UK as them saying a lockdown for 3 weeks to protect the NHS. They said for 3 weeks. Now, in some quarters, they're saying 3 years. Mr. Ryan said the likely scenario is the virus will become endemic. And Professor David Heyman, chair of the WHO Strategic and Technical Advisory Group for Infectious Hazards, added that it appears COVID-19 is set to become endemic, as have four other human coronaviruses, and that it will continue to mutate as it reproduces in human cells, especially in areas of more intense admission. Elsewhere, Chief Scientist Dr. Suma Swamithan said that the rollout of vaccines does not mean social distancing or mask wearing can go away. The entire point of them pushing the vaccine at the start of the discussions of it was to say, this is how we get back to normal. The entire premise of the initial lockdown was, this is how we get back to normal. No, normal is not coming back. This is the new normal. They say jump, you say how high. So the WHO is now saying that this is basically a warm-up. Whatever the lethality of the virus, they're just going to keep apparently rolling them out. Can't wait for that. Meanwhile, the entire country has been locked down based on what a journalist in the UK has pointed out. Based on just 377 healthy people under the age of 60 dying of COVID in the United Kingdom. Headline. Journalists hounded after pointing out that only old and sick die from COVID. Because again, apparently we've got this thing in the Western world where suddenly, post-March 2020, we just couldn't handle the fact that old people get sick and die. Like that's never happened before, and it just suddenly started happening, and we couldn't deal with it as a society. But a British journalist has been targeted by an angry online mob after pointing out that only a relatively small amount of healthy people have died from COVID, and suggesting that the complete destruction of our way of life is not an adequate response. She was trending, she got hounded, she got catcalled by the mob. This was talk radio host Julia Hartley Brewer, who used the National Health Service's own statistics to point out that just 377 healthy people under 60 have died of COVID. She said, that's not a typo, there are no zeros missing, while saying that further noting that pointing this out doesn't mean she is saying to hell with the old and sick, but of course the reaction was immediately impugning her for supposedly saying exactly that, despite the fact that she said the opposite of it. Some people wouldn't hear it, raging that Hartley Brewer was a despicable human being, and you can go on and read the tweets about that. Literally pointing out official government health statistics, she was absolutely crucified. Absolutely crucified. And as I pointed out before, you compare the hospital bed occupancy rates in December 2020 compared to December 2019. In December 2019, hospital beds were 95% full in England. Now, with this huge pandemic and supposedly overwhelmed hospitals, and as Sky News claims today, ambulances queuing outside hospitals because they're so overwhelmed, what is the occupancy rate now compared to a year ago pre-COVID? Compared to 95% in December 2019, is 89%. The beds are less full than pre-COVID. And in fact, I tweeted another statistic on this. Again, based on the NHS's own numbers, but apparently you'll get absolutely savaged by a Twitter mob if you quote government statistics. It says critical care bed occupancy rates versus three-year average. They're actually lower, not only compared to last year, but compared to the three-year average. And you can see across all the different regions, east of England, London, Midlands, northeastern Yorkshire, the blue shows what it was for the average December 2017 to 19, compared to what it is in December 2020. And of course, 2017 to 18 was a particularly bad flu year in the United Kingdom, and that's why they had a lot of hospital beds being occupied. Did we shut down the entire economy? Did we start saying that people would need to take a vaccine to get into venues, to fly, to have any freedom of mobility, because hospital beds were quite full for a single year because old people were getting the flu and dying? No, we didn't. It wasn't even a news story. So the hospital beds are emptier than they were this time last year. And now this is interesting. Former Sage advisor admits he thought we couldn't get away with Chinese-style lockdown in Europe. So they literally came out and said, could you believe that they actually accepted this? The plebs actually submitted and caved. We didn't think we could get away with it. Because China's response to the coronavirus is so great, isn't it? So great that they're literally arresting and torturing the whistleblowers who actually told the truth about it at the start. Now China's the big model, the big example for how to deal with it. But former UK government COVID-19 advisor Neil Ferguson, who, by the way, violated his own lockdown by going to have sex with his married mistress, admits that he thought we couldn't get away with imposing communist Chinese-style lockdowns in Europe because they were too draconian. This was in an interview with the London Times where Ferguson said, quote, it's a communist one-party state. We couldn't get away with it in Europe. We thought, and then Italy did it, and we realized we could. And as Peter Hitchens commented, they thought they couldn't get away with Maoist repression in Europe. Then they found they could. Shame on those who should have defended our liberty in March but didn't. Oh, and by the way, China's lockdown was so great that now there's a new outbreak in China, and I'm going to get into that after the break. We're also going to get into how the vaccine is causing more deaths, more side effects. That is all coming up in the next segment. Summit.news. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Now we're going to get into the creeping health fascism of these vaccines. Of course, all the governments came out initially and said, oh, we're not going to make it mandatory, God forbid. And then, of course, we started to learn about what you would not be allowed to do if you didn't take the vaccine. And now more measures in terms of surveillance of people who refuse to do that in Spain. But I'm going to get into that afterwards. First, there's an excellent article at Spiked Online by Fraser Myers with the headline, Lockdown, a Deadly Failed Experiment. And he goes through the figures with links to official studies, proving that the countries and areas in the world that impose the most draconian lockdowns, the most severe mask mandates, have actually had more coronavirus infections, more deaths than other areas that didn't. He says it's been a global catastrophe. We must never go down this road again, talking about the lockdowns. He says the country this year, which has been most ravaged by COVID-19, losing a shocking 1,600 people in every million to the virus at the time of writing, is Belgium. You haven't really heard about that in the news, have you? He says this may come as something of a surprise. He could be forgiven for thinking it was America, thanks to Trump's alleged ignorance of science. Or what about Britain, which locked down too late because of its government's short-lived but foolish belief in freedom? Actually, of course, as we know, the stats in Britain showed that the infection rate was going down before lockdown was imposed, but then they used that to say that lockdowns work. Of course, we had another lockdown in London recently, and there were more infections after it than before it. And what's the solution to that? Oh, it's another lockdown. He continues, or Brazil, whose right-wing leader complained that lockdowns and masks were for fags. If not those, then surely Sweden, where there has famously been no hard lockdown at all. But no, the country that has suffered the most is Belgium. He says there's nothing particularly unusual about Belgium's response, nothing that diverged significantly from the consensus. It did the same thing as everyone else around the same time everyone else did. It even garnered praise for its testing capacity. But there's one caveat. Belgium's unparalleled death rate might be down to how the deaths are counted. Some say Belgium is merely the most honest country, while others have accused officials of overcounting and including all kinds of deaths not caused by COVID. But go down the list of deaths per million and you find more places you might not expect. It's hard hit Italy's in second place, but it was the first to get hit in the West, so we should let them off. Then there's Slovenia, which was relatively unscathed in the spring. After that, it's Peru. Peru announced one of the earliest lockdowns in the world on 16th of March, the first in Latin America. The restrictions were some of the most stringent on the planet. Enforced by the military, masks were made mandatory in public, but by May, 2 months in, cases began to jump considerably. And you look at the graphs for all these European countries, Belgium, Italy, Spain, France. When they introduced the most draconian mask mandates, including in countries like Spain, where you have to wear them outside, never mind inside all the time, the cases skyrocketed. And yet they say that masks work. It continues, masks were made mandatory in public, but by May, 2 months in, cases began to jump considerably. This was despite the country doing everything right and right on time. There was some easing of the lockdown from June onwards, but social gatherings were still illegal in August, by which point 200 people were dying per day. Then he talks about elsewhere in Latin America, Argentina experienced a similar mid-lockdown explosion in cases and deaths. Its lockdown began on 20th of March and was supposed to be short and sharp, just like we were told here in the UK. It ended up becoming the longest continuous lockdown in the world. In June, Time magazine hailed Argentina's success in containing the virus, but not long after, cases began to surge. The deadliest day of its pandemic was on day 145 of lockdown. So again, you see this process. The media praises these countries for their swift, draconian response. And then when it's revealed that it had no effect whatsoever, and in fact cases rise quicker than other countries and other areas, they just don't report on it. He continues, lockdowns have become central to any discussion of COVID-19. The assumption that lockdown is the only way to prevent COVID deaths has become embedded in mainstream thinking and also in polls. As a result of media hysteria, for example, you get 75% of Brits thinking that there need to be harsher lockdown measures, despite the fact that the lockdowns we've already had have completely failed. He continues, apparently the only permitted questions are if we are locking down early enough, hard enough, or for long enough. Lockdown has similarly become the default response to rises in cases, though sometimes these now take local rather than national form. But the conventional wisdom that more lockdown means fewer deaths simply does not hold true in the real world. There is globally no association, let alone causation, between lockdowns and COVID deaths. And he links, while making those claims, to The Lancet and to Frontiers International, two mainstream scientific organizations, proving that there is no correlation, no association between lockdowns and reducing COVID deaths. That reality is in the official statistics, and yet the entire narrative that we still labor under is that the only thing that can stop this is harsher and harsher lockdowns. And he goes on to talk about the economic impacts and a lot more, an excellent article at spiked.com. And again, they're talking about even more intense lockdowns here in the UK. We have this headline out of Sputnik. UK facing near lockdown to avert catastrophe amid new phase of pandemic. As warnings have been issued for the UK government to consider bringing in tighter coronavirus lockdown rules to avert a surge in deaths. We're already under lockdown. How can it get even tighter? Everything's closed. The shops are closed, apart from the massive transnational corporate retailers who are making vast profits while small businesses go to the wall. Those are the only shops that are open. We're not allowed to see anyone. The government permits us our daily exercise. How is it different from any other lockdown? How can it get worse? How can it get more draconian? Andrew Hayward, a leading epidemiologist who sits on the government's new and emerging respiratory virus threats advisory group, NERBTAG, told Radio 4 of the urge to need to impose more tough restrictions. He says Tier 4 restrictions are likely to be necessary, or even higher than that. Well, everybody's, like, most of the population's in Tier 4. They can't see their friends. They can't see their family. They can't go anywhere apart from to buy groceries. What is Tier 5? Are there going to be drones circulating in people's houses, checking if they leave at the wrong time? What can Tier 5 and Tier 6 be if Tier 4 is already basically full lockdown? Professor Hayward, who's also the director of the UCL's Institute for Epidemiology, added that the unfolding situation suggested the country might be staring at a near lockdown, as he advised lessons be learned from the first lockdown. What is a near lockdown? We're already in full lockdown. Tier 4 is full lockdown. How can it get any more intense? Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, escape from Verbier, hundreds of British tourists flee in the night after being forced to quarantine at Swiss ski resort hotels. So they retroactively said they needed to go under quarantine, these Brits on holiday in Switzerland, expected them to stay in their hotels for the next 2 weeks and not even leave. And the response was hundreds of them just fled and went home. So that's a good example of resistance against this insanity. Summit.news, don't go away. Bye bye.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about living the fence?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of living defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to this InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense, Living Defense, Living Defense, Living Defense.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, I'm going to get into some of the little punishments that are being handed out to people who refuse the vaccine in different countries. Also going to get into football fans' refused entry without negative COVID tests. Completely pointless. What are they going to do? Start testing for every potential illness before allowing you in a venue. That's coming, but first we're going to go to this clip. Obviously, in the last segment, I talked about how lockdowns do not work. It's proven that the countries, the areas with the highest infection rates, the most deaths, Belgium in particular, and obviously California experiencing similar to that as well, the countries with the most draconian mask mandates, the most draconian lockdown mandates, suffer the worst. Lockdowns don't work. And then in regard to this clip, our government, many other governments, refuse to release the statistics, the studies on how many deaths lockdown itself is going to cause, and indeed if that's going to cause eventually, as many experts have said, more deaths than the virus itself. Here's Majid Nawaz on his radio show breaking this down. Let's roll the clip.
So throat clearing measure number one, what I'm about to say is not COVID denial, it's lockdown skepticism. Throat clearing point number two, vaccines are important. This does not mean vaccines are not important. It does not mean, indeed, that vaccines, and when they are eventually rolled out, will help with the herd immunity situation. So again, that's just out of the way before I am straw-manned endlessly, as regularly seems to happen. Third point, this does not mean what I'm about to say, that all lives are not important. Every single life, including my grandmother who passed away with COVID, off COVID, by COVID, through COVID, who knows? Because we're not being given those figures. But every single life, including my father who's shielding, who hasn't seen his own grandchild since Eid and before, right? And through Christmas. Every single life is important. What I'm about to say does not mean I value one life over another. Now, with that throat clearing out of the way, let me say the following. Lockdown kills. It's as simple as that, and that's what the data is telling us. And I'll explain to you why. The government, according to the Times, and you can look this up, has a dossier from the Office for National Statistics that tells them the data of what we're calling now an impact assessment that I had when I had the alternative stage member, Professor Gabriel Scali, on here, call me stupid for asking him a question that wasn't indeed stupid, because a whole bunch of Tory backbench MPs proceeded afterwards to demand this information of government, and it's the following question. How many people, that by the way, that clip's on the LBC website, you can check it out for yourselves, it's actually quite interesting to watch, because what he reveals himself to be is projecting stupidity onto a person, asking him a question that he didn't know the answer to. And the question is, you're saying we need to save lives. Well, okay, how many lives will die through the lockdown measures compared to how many lives you will save through lockdown? Now that's a simple question that should be quite easy to respond to if you're government, because you have something called the Office for National Statistics, which collects all of that data. And when the backbench MPs in the Conservative Party demanded that data from government, the response was government refused to answer and didn't release the data. The Times then recently discovered that they do indeed have this information in a quote-unquote secret dossier that they refused to release. And so it comes back down to that simple question. Do we know how many people would die because of lockdown compared to how many people will die if we do not lock down? And if we don't know that answer, then are we just clutching at straws in the dark? And the key thing here is actually that evidence hasn't been published by government. And so anyone claiming that they follow experts and evidence has no right whatsoever and no basis to say they're following evidence that lockdown works, because they haven't seen the evidence. We now know the government refuses to publish the evidence as to whether lockdown kills more people than not locking down. But I'll tell you who has published an impact assessment. It's the only one available when it comes to this particular question of whether lockdowns work or not. And that's Professor Philip Thomas from Bristol University. Now, why is he important? Because he happens to have done an impact assessment on whether lockdown kills more people or not. And it's the only one available. So if you claim to follow evidence and data, then what you should do is look at that evidence. Because there is no other evidence published on that question. Now, his evidence, and he's a professor of risk management at Bristol, so you kind of think you'd know what he's talking about when it comes to risks of certain actions being taken and modelling for those risks. And what he said, and I'll tell you exactly where you can find this, it's an article by Stephen Adams, who's the medical editor for the Mail on Sunday. And it was published on the 8th of November, 2020, this year. And what he says, this is the headline, lockdown will claim the equivalent of 560,000 lives because of the health impact of the deep and prolonged recession it will cause. He, in his impact assessment, covered exactly this question as to how many people die if we don't lock down through COVID. And he said only 10% of the figure, quote unquote only, every death is too many, only 10% of the figure of the total that will die because of lockdown, 560,000, only 10% of that number will die through COVID by the lockdown measures that are there to protect lives. You have a 90% increase in death rates because of lockdown. That's what the only impact assessment ever done on this question and published is telling you. So if you claim you're sick of people telling you don't listen to the experts, as you talk about with Brexiters and Michael Gove's infamous interview, then please, please, A, don't straw man me when I give you this evidence, and B, practice what you preach and follow the evidence. I am sick and tired of people saying one thing and doing another, because it's literally killing people out there, as the evidence is indicating to us. And it's not just this 560,000 lives we're talking of, because that's in Britain. Then you look at what the head of the UN said. Hundreds of thousands of children would die this year alone because of the economic harm of lockdown globally. Now, if the evidence is telling us this, then why, oh why is the public being scared and bumped into supporting another lockdown? Well, another topic for another day, and I promise you I will address this, is the conflict of interests involved in those advocating lockdown. Now, whether you talk about Matt Hancock and his mate, the former pub landlord, who got a multi-million pound contract for PPE, never having provided PPE to anyone before, his expertise was running a pub. Right? But his friend, a pub landlord, got multi-million pound contracts. Now, whether it's that, or whether it's Rishi Sunak's hedge fund that he founded, with the majority share in vaccine companies, there are major conflicts of interest. Just go to the BMJ, the British Medical Journal, look up Kamran Abbasi, the executive editor, look up the editorial he wrote on this. It is absolutely damning. He uses the word criminal, weaponization of science. Now, don't blame me if you're not being told this stuff. I am screaming from the rooftops about it every opportunity I've got. But if you genuinely claim to believe in evidence and experts, please look it up for yourselves and actually follow the evidence. And I will put to you one challenge. Where is the evidence that lockdown saves more lives than not locking down?
And again, this is never a discussion that has any place on Sky News, on BBC News. There's no discussion of the fact that according to the studies that have taken place, lockdown could end up killing at least 10 times more people than the virus itself. Of course, now we move on to the punishments that are being handed out to people who are lockdown skeptics in the main because they refuse to take a vaccine, especially if you're healthy and have a 99.5% chance of surviving coronavirus. You're more likely to take your chances with that than take the vaccine. Headline out of RT Spain to keep list of people who refuse COVID-19 vaccination and share data with European partners. But they promised it's going to remain private and you can trust them because there's never any scandals on data breaches regarding governments, is there? Spain's health minister said authorities will keep a list of people who decline to get vaccinated and share it with other European countries. So basically an Interpol European-wide database of vaccine refuseniks. Oh, but they're going to protect your privacy, don't worry. We will have a registry of people who have been offered the vaccine and have simply rejected it, adding that the list will be shared with European partners. He explained it would avoid confusion of why some people are not being vaccinated. So basically in Spain they're going to invite people one by one, I guess by official government decree, to take the vaccine and then create a database of everyone who refuses to do so. And they're just going to keep that data and do nothing whatsoever with it. And those people who refuse it won't be discriminated in the future at all. You can trust them. Don't go away.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
We're going to get into some crucial final news stories here in a moment. But first, I want to direct your attention to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the massive Supercharge 2021 sale, up to 60% off discounts on some of your favorite products, including Pollen Block, Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal Toothpaste. Who doesn't use toothpaste? Why not get it from us? Why not get it at discount at InfoWarsStore.com as part of this special, which also includes the New Year's Resolution Energized Pack, available for $107.91. That includes Super Male Vitality, Ultra 12, and the powerful energy drink Turbo Force, which I can personally highly recommend. So you can get the New Year's Resolution Energized Pack at a massive discount, along with other great discounts. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there and support us today. You getting the products makes this broadcast possible, makes our expansion, our survival possible, and we really appreciate everybody that helps us and continues to help us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take advantage of that Supercharged 2021 New Year's special, because you can get up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So Spain is putting people who refuse a COVID vaccination in a database, basically to spy on them. The government in the UK have said that they're not going to make it mandatory, but then we've had all these venues, we've had Ticketmaster and others suggesting that they would make taking the vaccine mandatory as a means of basically engaging in custom with you. Now we have this headline: football fans refused entry without negative COVID tests. Football fans in Liverpool, UK, are being mandated to take COVID tests before attending a match. And those who do not will be refused entry even if they have bought tickets. Fans of Everton FC were warned by the club that they must produce negative test results issued no more than 36 hours previously or be barred from entering the stadium to see the team play against Manchester City. Now, the irony of this was that the game was cancelled 4 hours before because Manchester City claimed that some of their players had tested positive for COVID. By the way, these COVID tests, which I almost had to get one simply to leave the country, turned out to be fruitless because they banned everyone from leaving the country, set up internal borders while keeping the external borders wide open. In some cases, they can cost £100 and £150. Now, people have already had their holiday Christmas plans ruined. They're not getting refunded by the airlines. Now they're having to fork out a not insignificant amount of money to get a negative COVID test simply to go and see a football match. And you can bet your bottom dollar, if these great reset globalists get their way, this will ultimately be the vaccine. The vaccine passport, which we've talked about, will not just be used for travel, it will be used for basically engaging in any kind of entertainment or social life, unless we resist it. And they're going to get hit in the pocket, by the way, because the polls show that about 40% of the population isn't going to take the vaccine, so you're going to lose 40% of your custom. Good luck with that. That Liverpool has thus far escaped complete lockdown like much of the rest of the country, and therefore some sports fans are allowed to attend events. Several fans pointed out that the tests are highly inaccurate. That's why we've got so many positive cases, because these PCR tests produce so many false positives, and that a negative result from a day or two ago means little. Someone responded to Everton FC on Twitter: using a lateral flow test with 50% accuracy, you'd be as well asking them to guess heads or tails correctly to gain entrance. Someone else said, well, utter BS. I could have a negative test and then contract it 5 minutes later when I touch a surface, then my face. It's a complete farce. Another Twitter user responded by saying, can you please list all the other illnesses, asymptomatic, aka healthy, fans should be tested for? TB, polio, the flu. Again, completely pointless. It's a completely empty gesture, but it's about making people submit to any directive, and it's about creating the precedent for people having to take the vaccine to engage in any kind of social life whatsoever. And on that same subject, report: travel insurers likely to make vaccination a requirement. Yet another sector of the travel industry has signaled that it could mandate vaccination against coronavirus to provide services to travelers. According to a report that notes, insurers may demand to see proof of vaccination before covering those wish to go on holiday. So not only have the airlines, some of them at least, come out and said that they're going to require vaccination passports, which by the way, the UK government is now developing, having lied to us and say they said they wouldn't. Now insurers as well as airlines are talking about mandating a COVID vaccination. Of course, we had another article a couple of weeks ago where hotels were starting to talk about maybe they should ask for proof that you had the vaccination before allowing you to stay. Out of France, we had the proposal where public transport operators would require proof of vaccination. That was thankfully shot down, and most of this is unenforceable, and that's what goes in our favor. The fact that there are so many people, especially when you think about trains and people piling onto trains and buses, how is that operationally going to work where each person has to prove that they've been vaccinated? Meanwhile, if you live in Australia, you can't kiss or hug anyone on New Year's Eve, according to the government. Australian authorities ban New Year's Eve kissing and hugging to stop COVID. Again, totally unenforceable. It's just about them creating the precedent to micromanage your personal behavior. It's about the threat of it, not the actual enforcement of it. It's about enlisting compliance. Authorities in Victoria, Australia, have banned kissing and hugging on New Year's Eve, despite the fact there have been no new cases of COVID-19 in 2 months. The Victorian government said, just as Christmas was a little different this year, New Year's Eve will be too. Don't share drinks with others, and kisses and hugs should only be shared with those in your immediate family. Again, completely unenforceable. What is enforceable, though, is this. A headline out of Zero Hedge. Organiser of London anti-lockdown protest could be fined £10,000. Obviously, this is a massive disincentive that they put out there to prevent people from organising. The organiser of an anti-lockdown protest in London is facing the prospect of a £10,000 fine, the Met Police said on Monday. Of course, if you say you're protesting for Black Lives Matter, they'll bow down and kiss your feet. But if you're an anti-lockdown protester, they'll fine you £10,000 and they'll arrest you on the spot, just like they did Piers Corbyn. The Met said that officers were called on Sunday afternoon to find about 100 people gathering in Southwark in what appeared to be a pre-planned protest. Acting Inspector David Smith said this sort of gathering is specifically prohibited under the Tier 4 restrictions brought in following the recent rapid rise of cases. Again, if they'd taken a cardboard placard that said BLM on it, they would have been worshipped as saints. Moving on, football club demands fans who booed BLM undergo re-education courses before being allowed back. Now, of course, they were always going to have this problem when they allowed fans back into the stadiums after completely banning them during lockdown. Because Premier League footballers, some of the same ones, by the way, who have sponsorship deals with Nike, which literally traffics in slave labor from China, oh, but they're so woke, they take a knee, still, God knows why, what, 6 months after the George Floyd incident, they're still taking a knee when the referee blows the whistle at kickoff. Again, George Floyd happened 2,000 miles away in a different country. There's literally been like one police killing of a black person unfairly over the past 20 years in the UK. But all these multimillionaires have to kneel before every game. They have massive banners in the stands where all these empty seats are saying Black Lives Matter. On Sky Sports, the football broadcaster, they flash up Black Lives Matter as a graphic at the top of the screen during every game. It's getting a bit insidious. But now Cambridge United Football Club is demanding fans who booed players taking a knee for Black Lives Matter undergo re-education lessons or face a stadium ban. After a handful of fans voiced their displeasure before a December 15 game against Colchester, the club reacted by launching an investigation, and then they said that anybody who basically refuses to undergo this diversity re-education is not going to be allowed back into the stadium. Now, this controversy started a couple of weeks prior to that, in the first instance of fans booing players, and this happened at a Millwall game. By the way, Millwall's twice star player of the year, who was voted for by fans, is black. But apparently, because they're booing Black Lives Matter, a Marxist violent revolutionary movement, that means they hate black people. Well, no. It probably has something to do with the fact that BLM rioters over the past 6 months in the UK have desecrated war memorials, set fire to the Union Jack flag, vandalised the Winston Churchill monument and violently attacked police. That's probably why they're getting booed by fans when they take a knee for that organisation. That's going to wrap it up. War Room is coming up next. When I got news, away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.